is, what is it to be renewed in something? We look at that word and kind of define it. We see that to be renewed means to have new life put into something. In regard to relationships, we often speak of a friendship or relationship being renewed. In the second reading today, speaking of our relationship with God, St. Paul says that we must be transformed by the renewal of our mind. All right, but how does that happen? How does our relationship with God get renewed? Our friendship with God get renewed? Well, like all relationships, really the only way that our relationship gets renewed is an experience of love. An experience of love with the one that we're after, the one that we encounter. So how does this happen? Well, this happens, and Jesus knows this, in his mission, what he came to do. We know that God created the entire world, but he did not just stop there. As it says in the gospel, he begins to tell his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly and die and rise again. The disciples don't realize what this means. So Peter, being the leader, takes Jesus aside and says, no, this will not happen. They don't get it yet. They are not renewed. They are not transformed. But what if they did understand? What if they did understand Jesus' mission? That he is the beloved Son of God who came to earth to save every one of us. That would transform them. That would renew them in his love. And we know, looking forward in Scripture, that the disciples do eventually get it. And Peter, the realistic disciple for us all, recognizes the love of Jesus in his mission. And not only does not deny him, but he chooses to go die for him and become a martyr. My friends, how are we to be renewed? How is the world to be renewed in God's love? Well, we're here in Severna Park, and we have our little slice of the church to help renew. And one of the, we know that renewal can't be fabricated in any way, but we can give people the opportunity, give ourselves the opportunity to be renewed. And one of the ways that we do that in this parish is through the program Alpha. Now, I must confess, I do not know much about Alpha. I know very little. So I wanted to talk with someone who did. And instead of just telling you about our conversation, I thought, wouldn't it be nice to actually have the conversation here so you can hear it and experience a little bit of a witness of Alpha. So I'd like to invite up Miss Dorothy Hamill to come forward and speak to us a little bit about Alpha.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. So, Dorothy, speaking as kind of an advocate for everyone here, can you tell us a little bit about Alpha and what it's all about, what happened with the program?
You know, I'm asked this question, and I've attended three sessions. It's really kind of hard for me to define what Alpha is. It's not a class. It's not really a Bible study. It's an open discussion weekly that, for me, opens my awareness of my personal relationship with Jesus. So what Alpha is there's no homework, and then again, it's the Bible study, but we come together, have dinner.
Now, how much would that dinner cost me if I were to go? Yes.
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, that's good.
And how much do the books cost you? Nothing.
Oh,
there are no books. There is no homework. There's nothing except yourself and showing up. So we do have a dinner, and then we get to see a free video. And then we sit around and have an open table discussion of what we viewed on the video.
Do you say that you've been to three sessions of Alpha? Is that correct?
I have.
Yes. So, what has that experience been like? Have you seen changes in yourself? Have you seen changes in others in their relationship with Christ?
I can only speak for myself. And here I am. I'm here talking about this, so something's happening. The first time was way back when Deacon Dean was here. It was really interesting because they talked about alpha. I had no idea, but it's the question mark of what is life, the questions of life. And like right before the first session started years ago, I decided to go for it. I didn't know anybody here. I would show up at the church on Sunday, didn't know, and then I went to alpha, and it was really, really good. So good that I went back again. And then the last time, I was a host of the roundtable discussion. It's good stuff. It's a cool program. You know, it opens the dialogue.
So another question that people might be asking in their minds, who is Alpha 4? So it seems that it could kind of starts on that basic level of questions about life and then kind of moves into relationship with Jesus. Is it just for the unchurched, if you will? Just for those who are seeking may not have any relationship with Christianity? Or could Alpha be for others? Maybe those of us here who maybe a little more church, regular church goers ourselves.
You know, it's for everybody. And, you know, obviously it's for people who go to church. You know, but what my table consisted of, and I just want to emphasize, it wasn't just adults. I mean, there were young people at my table, and boy, they asked some challenging questions. And the cool part is, there's no right answer here. You know, people came who didn't believe at all, I noticed. And people came who kind of came, you know, they didn't have, I mean, for me, you know, we talk about faith being believing in something unseen. For me, I mean, Jesus and God are up there, I'm here. And what Alpha did was it created an intimacy of a relationship with Jesus and made him more real to me. So to answer your question, it's for old people, young people, in between people, people who believe, Protestants, Catholics, churchgoers who sit in the back and leave early. That's okay. I know, I've been there. So it's for everybody. And that's the cool part. No right or wrong, no Bible study, no homework. You just show up, you eat, you talk, and you speak what's on your mind, and you develop from there.
Excellent. So how, now down to the brass tacks, how would we, if we wanted to get involved, how would we do that, those of us here?
Well, I'm going to be in the back in the gathering space afterwards, but you can go online, you can call the parish for something to go with. And, you know, I invite all of you to come for 3 free dinners. 3. Just 3. If you don't like it, we're not going to come after you. We're not going to call you. We're not going to call you and ask you where you've been, why you didn't show up, and why you're late. You can just show up. And, you know, we have nothing to lose by giving it a shot. I'm a fan. I'm a real fan. It's a good, fun, open-ended, not a study, just a conversation. So the answer is I'll be in the back,
yes.
Online, or you know, you can call the parish office. It starts on Tuesday, this Tuesday. And although I won't be there then, I'll be in the back the 12th.
Yes.
Is that this Tuesday?
That's next Tuesday.
Tuesday. Don't show up. I know y'all are going to run this Tuesday. Don't.
Yes. So, yeah, thank you, Dorothy, for enlightening us. And my parents, I was telling Dorothy after our last mass last night, my parents did it, and it was a very transformative thing for them. So I think I'm going to try and go as many times as I can myself. And to give you just my own kind of view on this, some would call me a regular churchgoer, I would think, I would hope. But going to the program, watching these videos, at least I'm hoping, you get a way of presenting the faith to people that will reach them on their level. Very simple, asking basic questions of life. So I want to be the best disciple, the best evangelist that I can be. And I want to use all of the tools available to me to do that. And so I think going to Alpha, hearing these presentations, talking with people, going through this, hopefully, conversion process, is going to be very enlightening for me to be able to enlighten my heart and my mind to be able to approach people and say, have you heard of Jesus? He is the answer to those basic questions of life. And my friends, we know where this journey ends. It ends right here. Jesus as the source and summit of our faith. So I invite you all to please visit Dorothy in the back. And we have little cards that have all, you know, little business cards that have all the Alpha information on them. Please hand them out to people. Please hand them out. It is a very small, but not unimportant act as a disciple. If the only way I preach Jesus this week is to hand out one or two cards, that's excellent. Jesus does all kinds of things with little mustard seeds of faith, little actions that we give him. So I ask you to please preach the word. Preach it to get those cards out. Ask people to come to Alpha, and please consider yourselves. If it's even rattling around in your mind, please consider joining. And lastly, I'd like to ask again for your prayers. Conversions will happen if we pray for them. We each can be a participant in this program and be the cause of someone else's conversion if we lift up these people in prayer and ask that the catechist would be guided by the Holy Spirit. Just be able to speak the Spirit's words of attractiveness and joy and peace and ultimately of Jesus Christ. So please pray for them, and I thank you for your prayers in advance. And thank you, Dorothy.
Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, somebody asked me if it was a concurrent session because I said I took it three times. It's not. It's the same program over and over again. So if you didn't go the last two times or the other times, it's okay. And the cool part is that each time I go, I take away something else from Alpha. I take away some other piece of tidbit, like Father said, of information and of newness about how I can talk about Jesus kind of on a day-to-day, everyday basis. So I just wanted to mention that. You don't have to go before. You can start now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.